Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us around the world through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. I have a very special guest that's joining us this afternoon. Big Daddy Kane is one of those artists that is definitely known not only for the history he's made in hip-hop, but also the influence he's been had on music in general. He's an award-winning artist that literally has fans around the world. He's joining us today, though, to talk to us a little bit about his career, but also his brand-new project with Last Supper. It's a brand-new group. We're going to tell you about who makes up the group, but also we're going to talk about their brand-new project that is getting a lot of buzz right now, and I think that's something that you guys are going to want to really hear about. The album is called Back to the Future. We're going to let you guys know how you can go and hear the music and, of course, make it part of your own collection. Big Daddy Kane, it really is a pleasure. Thank you so much for being on with us.
I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Well, look, you know, congratulations to you not only on the journey you've been able to have in music overall, but then, of course, this brand-new project. As I mentioned, of course, Last Supper is the new project. It's a collective of not only you, but also Lithic Crew and also Showtime. What has it been like for you, when you think about the influence and impact that you yourself have had on music?
I've really enjoyed, the years of my career. And especially like the accolades, from others that you passed through that journey, and I mean it's been great.
Yeah, you know, one thing when I was telling, some individuals that you were going to be coming on the program is that one thing that they talk about is the power you have with lyrics. For you, words really matter. You know, for some artists, it really is about the beat. For you, it really is about what you say. Why has that been such an important thing for you to make sure that as you are, especially as people are getting to know who you are, that you actually are leaving a message in your music?
Well, that's like one of the main things that I've, always wanted to do. I've always wanted to be recognized as a great lyricist, and I've always wanted people to understand where I'm coming from when I make a song, so that's like always like a number one. I hear a track, I like it, but my first focus goes on where I'm going to take it lyrically.
Exactly. So take us back a little bit, because you have had one of these careers, of course. I've seen you honored, of course, with VH1. You've had the awards. You have, literally hundreds, that follow, hundreds of thousands that follow you online through the social media sites. When did you first know that music was it for you? Because I think a lot of people, when they are trying to find their place, they may dabble with things, but they're not really sure what they're supposed to do. When did you know that that thing for you was music?
Well, I mean, when I was a child, I wanted to get into it. I wanted to be a singer. I really wanted to be Marvin Gaye. I just couldn't sing that good. But then when hip-hop evolved, that became something that I got into. And I got into it through battle rapping. And, I had a lot of people telling me, yo, you dope, yo, you hot, you should make a record. And I started really taking it serious and trying to pursue it.
Yeah, and I think the result has been not only you being true to yourself, but also being a unique artist yourself. So many times we find artists, and you know this more so than I do, you find so many artists that are, emulators of others. You are one of those artists that people want to be like. When you think about the influence in that way, when you think about the way that other artists look at you, how does that make you feel when you're kind of judging your place, not only with your legacy in music, but also the type of music that you've been able to create?
Well, I mean, with me, it's like, I got to be honest with you, there are artists that I've always admired and looked up to, and
right.
wanted to do, things that they have done in their career. And I think that, that's beautiful, because it's like if they're, that right role model that's, putting you on the right path to what you're trying to do, then, why not, look up to them, you know. And, you know, for artists, you know, younger artists that, you know, give me that type of respect, you know, I, you know, truly appreciate, especially, you know, the ones that, you know, are really, you know, putting it down and doing their thing, you know, I think
right.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the pleasure of speaking to the one and only Big Daddy Kane. He's making his first appearance here on the project, on the program, to not only be able to talk to us about his influence of music that he's been able to create, but also, of course, the music that he's now involved in. You know, I think a lot of excitement. I know the first time I read about, you know, the project Last Supper, Kane, was when I was reading Vibe.com, and they were talking to you, actually, about the Back to the Future project. How did Last Supper come about, and how did you end up with these very eclectic groups being able to bring together not only hip-hop, but jazz, you know, funk, and R&B?
Well, you know, honestly, you know, it's like, you know, you have a young soul hip-hop band, you know, from out of New York that plays, you know, great music, and they're like big hip-hop fans, but at the same time, understands soul music and, you know, how to recreate that sound because of their, you know, their understanding of, like, you know, songs that were sampled through hip-hop.
Right.
And then you have someone like Showtime, one of the lead vocalists who, you know, he's a younger guy, but, you know, grew up with a church background, and he has that raspy Bobby Womack type of voice and knows how to use it very well. And, like, I remember going to see Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings at a concert, and I looked across the crowd, you know, saw these young college kids. And then a few weeks later, I went again to see Talib Kweli, and I saw a lot of the same faces, you know. So realizing that there's a young generation that loves soul music and conscious hip-hop, you know, I knew that there was a way that there can be a marriage.
Exactly. Exactly. And the result is now what we have through Last Supper, Back to the Future. The single we're going to be listening to here is I Believe in Love Again, but I was able to, you know, to purchase the album. And, you know, it really is a great variation, I think, that is true to, you know, just music in general. Do you think one of the great things about this project is that it really does pay tribute and homage to all different kinds of music and kind of the universal quality that music has for us?
Well, thank you, thank you. I mean, we definitely try to capture that vintage sound, that vintage feel, but at the same time, make it a well-rounded project. Like there's a song on the album called Last Chance, which is where, like, you know, through the album, you know, I know we're going through a real soulful journey, but I wanted to do my Kane thing. But I knew
right.
I couldn't do my Kane thing the right way with this project, so we figured out a way to, like, really, like, incorporate those Led Zeppelin type of sound, that Led Zeppelin type of sound, you know, for a song that sounds like it's vintage rock with, you know, a deep soul bass line. And then Nikki Cake, the other lead vocalist, you know, he's putting that Robert Plant type of graspy rock vocals on the hook. And he does a great guitar solo at the end. So it's like, you know, something that we really, really tried to focus on, you know, keeping and preserving that's the sound and that style.
Right. Well, Big Daddy Kane, we're going to let our listeners actually take a listen to I Believe in Love Again from the new project, Back to the Future. When we come back, I want to talk to you about, you know, the colorless power of music, because that's another thing I think that comes up in this project. I think that even we'll hear it in the single. We're going to talk about that and let our listeners know how they can get their own album when we come back, all right?
Cool.
You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. Here is I Believe in Love Again from Last Supper, their album Back to the Future.
Tell me that you love me. Oh,
your mommy and bag it like evidence. The game's most play, I design like Coach K to make clothes laid and vanish like Sosay. But that's my old way, no more expose. Not in me and you be chilling, everything's okay. More than a morning flower, you the whole bouquet. Rather rock and go, K, you're on the band, go, K.
Time to be with us. I really do appreciate it, man.
Thank you, brother. Take care.
Yeah, you do the same. Again, everyone, Last Supper is the group. Make sure you guys go to lastsupper.com. And then, of course, get the album, Back to the Future. It's available on iTunes right now. You can definitely do that and stay in contact with them on Facebook and Twitter. Just look up Last Supper. Again, that's L-A-S. Supper, S-U-P-P-E-R. That's where you guys can stay in contact with them. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we come off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Just head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can find the link there. Click on the link. You can go back and listen to the replay whenever you like, as well as share with your friends using the social buttons. We want to once again thank Big Daddy Kane for being on with us. I want to thank our friends at Double Exposure for making that conversation possible. You will be able to also read part of my conversation with Big Daddy Kane in the upcoming April-May issue of Conversations the Magazine, so you definitely want to look out for that as well. Just stay in contact with us there at conversationsmag.com for updates on that. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you for choosing Conversations Live. Have a great one.